Hi, Adele. How was the show?
It was great. It was Lydia Popovich, and she... I wouldn't want to belittle Amy Miller by saying that Lydia Popovich loves Dolly Parton more than Amy Miller. but boy, does she love Dolly Parton.
All right.
And I guess they went together to see Dolly Parton.
Oh,
Ian Carmel got them into the Corden show, the James Corden show, where she was a guest. And Lydia was about to knock on her door.
Right on.
Her private green room door.
The green room.
And Amy was like, no, you can't. And Lydia's like, oh, I can. And she said, well, don't you want to do a 5-minute set one time on James Corden? And she's like, I don't care. I want an intimate setting with Dolly Parton. And Amy talked her down.
That would be the intimate setting of Dolly Parton calling security and having
exactly.
kicked out of there.
And saying, you got to step away. And
yeah, it's not going to go as well as you think it's going to go.
I know. And Amy talked her down from the ledge. But it was fascinating. I learned a lot of different things. And because of the episode with Baldinger the week before, I asked if, you know, because Dolly Parton, as much as you love her, whole person.
Right. And this was also a part de episode,
To some extent.
You'd had a Dolly Parton dork on
before. But we had to stop this one, sort of. I had to go, all right, we're done. And she's like, well, I think she's like, that's fair.
So did you know more about Dolly Parton because of the previous episode?
Yes, and I had questions that I had forgotten to ask Amy that I remembered to ask Lydia, and it was great. And It was pretty. The only flaw that she came up with is, first of all, she let me know that most people who tour 130 stadiums a year don't do all of their own singing. There's some lip syncing that happens,
right?
And then and she said, so I would like her to lip sync, and I was like, well, that's not really a flaw. That's just a thing.
She's
72 years old.
Protect your voice,
right?
When you're doing all this work,
right? And then the other one was in Dollywood, which I really want to go to now.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
All right,
it seems
like an attainable goal,
right? It's a hillbilly Disneyland, is what they call it, and we both come from some slow poke white folk.
It's true.
We could celebrate.
We could go and pretend to mine coal for a day.
We don't have to do that. I'm sure
that's part of the experience.
And she gave me a sparkle shirt that I'm going to be putting on right when I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Confident bitch.
I'm going to wear a t-shirt that says confident bitch in a 70s font. Anyway, it was a great episode.